Hello, my name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Yud Gimel, Chapter 13. To sum up our last chapter, Iyov is very upset that he does not see justice in the world and that the all-powerful God runs. Iyov is maintaining his innocence and criticizes his friends, especially Tzofar, for assuming that he must have sinned and therefore he is being punished. Iyov admits God's power, but is still looking for justice in the world. Iyov maintains God's power over the universe. He just complains that the fate of individuals is haphazard, and they don't always receive what they deserve. He surely feels that about himself. Is Iyov a rebel that he is speaking this way about God? Asking these questions, crying out, trying to find God's justice? Or is he righteous, yearning to uncover the mystery of his suffering and understand his relationship with God? Is he righteous or not? Is Iyov a tzaddik or a rasha? Is he righteous or wicked? The Gemara in Sota, Talmud Bavli 27b, Kaf Zayin Amud Bet, discusses this issue while bringing proof texts, verses from this chapter that we are studying right now. Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Yehoshua ben Horkinus, Lo Avad Iyov et HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Me'ava, Shne'emar, Iyov Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tetvav, Hein Yikteleni Lo Ayachel, Ve'adayin Hadavar Shakulo, Ani Metzape, O Eini Metzape, Talmud Lomar, Be'iyov Kafzayin, Pasuk Hei, Ad Egva Lo Asir Tumati Mimeni, Melamed Shme'ahava Asa. Translation. On that same day, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Horkinus taught, Job, Iyov, served the Holy One, blessed be He, only out of love. As it is stated, though He will slay me, still I will trust in Him. And still, the matter is even, which means the verse is ambiguous, because there are two possible interpretations of the verse. Was Job saying, even though he slay me, I will await him? I still trust him? I always look to God? Expressing his yearning for God? Or should the verse be interpreted as saying, if he slay me, I will not await him? How could this be possible to have these two readings? As the word lo can mean either to him, lamed vav, or not, no, lamed aleph. It is unclear which meaning is intended here. This dilemma is resolved elsewhere, where the verse states in clearer indication of Iyov's intent. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. In Iyov Kavzayin, Pasuk Hei, 27:5. This teaches that he acted out of love. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Mi yigale afar me'enecha? Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehayita doresh kol yamecha, שלא עבד איוב את המקום, אלא מיראה, שנאמר, איוב אלף חט, in איוב chapter 1 verse 8, איש תם וישר וירא אלוקים ושר מרע. והלא יהושע תלמיד תלמידך לימד שמאהבה עשה. רבי יהושע said, Who will remove the dirt from your eyes, רבן יוחנן בן זכאי, so that you could live and see this? As you taught all your life that Eov worshipped the omnipresent only out of fear, as it is stated, and that man was wholehearted and upright and God-fearing and shunned evil, as we saw in Eov 1:1. But now Yehoshua ben Horkanus, the disciple of your disciple, has taught that Eov acted out of love. The Gemara's conclusion here shows that the intentions of Eov were debated for generations. Did Eov worship God out of love? And all the questions come from love and yearning and not rejection? Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai taught that Eov worshipped God out of fear of heaven and fear of retribution. But his third generation student, Rabbi Yoshua ben Horkanus, a student of Rabbi Akiva, who was a student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said Eov worshipped God out of love. So as we mentioned in the beginning of the book, in one of our first lessons, there are many different views in the rabbinical literature regarding Eov. But this is very interesting because in the same line of tradition, the Rebbe said Eov worshipped out of fear, and the Talmud, third generation Talmud student, said that Eov really worshipped God out of love. And we see it through the verse in our chapter. In this chapter, Eov criticizes the friends harshly for their arrogance. He contrasts his attitude with theirs, verse 3-4. Ulam ani el Shaddai adaber, והוכח אל אל אכפץ. אולם אתם תופלי שקר, רופא אליל כולכם. Eov states, I want to speak directly to God and reason with him, because you all speak lies and are worthless healers. If you were silent, that would have been considered wisdom. Now you have to listen to me. Rashi explains Eov's views in the following verses in this general manner. The friends are representing God's views dishonestly according to Eov, as Rashi understands it, while speaking on God's behalf. So they're claiming to speak on God's behalf, but they're speaking dishonestly. Eov states, speaking to the friends, again according to Rashi, is it because you really believe what you're saying, or do you just want to flatter God? But when God analyzes your words, you will be found guilty of lying to me. And how will you defend yourselves then in the heavenly court? You'll say you lied for God on his behalf? This is all according to Rashi's interpretations. You cannot play with God's honor like you play with man's. When I speak, says Eov, I do not speak to flatter God. I must speak up against the injustices that were done to me. But my love for God is unwavering. But I must ask God my questions. Verse 15 is the famous verse we discussed in the Gemara before. Hein yikteleni lo ayachel. Were he to kill me, to slay me, I will still yearn for him. And as we said earlier, the word lo here is an instance of kiri and chtiv. in the Bible, we have this concept of sometimes words are written a certain way, but we read them another way. Here we have the Lamed Aleph. Heinik teleni lo ayachel. I will not wait or still yearn for God. But we read it, the Kiri is lo ayachel. Lamed Vav, to him I still yearn. So the Bale Hamasora, the Chachamim, who fixed and made sure the text is correct and did some of these additions. So they clearly want it understood that Eov is righteous and yearning for God. No matter what, says Eov, even if God kills me or slay me, I will still yearn for him. But there is a rejoinder to this first part of the verse. The second part of the verse, but I will justify my ways before him. Ach derachai el panav ochiach. I still want to prove my case before God. Eov wants a dialogue with God, not with the friends. He wants to plead his case before the Almighty. Verse 23, he wants God to tell him his sins and not hide his face from him. Eov still hopes to have an audience with God. He is not satisfied with the friends as intermediaries. Eov feels they are not representing God's words loyally. They are mouthing platitudes about divine justice to falsely find favor in God's eyes. Do we have a right to find answers when we are suffering? Why is this happening to me? Why did God pick me and not anyone else? Next class, we will continue to study Eov's response in chapter 14. Thank you for studying together. L'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.